The next patient is Miss Sally Jackson. The last name is J-A-C-K-S-O-N. First name is Sally, S-A-L-L-I-E. It's the clinical case of an 81-year-old African-American female that is a CKD for 2 weeks post right knee replacement. Apparently, the patient was in the hospital for about a week because she had some cardiovascular complications, most likely fluid retention. The patient is feeling well and comes today for a follow-up. A laboratory workup was done in order to assess the kidney function. She's a CKD4. Creatinine remains to be 2 milligrams per gram, 2 milligrams per deciliter. The estimated EFR remains at 25 mL per minute, and there is no evidence of significant proteinuria. Number two, the CBC shows that the hemoglobin went down from 10 to 8, and the hematocrit is 25%. The patient has this anemia, most likely associated to the surgical procedure. We are going to start the patient on iron, one tablet every day. Following number, the patient has a history of diabetes mellitus. The hemoglobin A1C has remained 8.5%. The patient is encouraged to stay away from the sweets and simple carbohydrates. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The patient has a total cholesterol of 131, HDL 70, LDL is 46, and HDL, and excuse me, and triglycerides are 70 milligrams per cent. Following number, the patient has a history of congestive heart failure. At the present time, there is no evidence of distress. The lungs are completely clear. The patient following number, coronary artery disease. We are going to reevaluate the patient at the beginning of November and with laboratory workups. We spend 10 minutes reviewing the operative procedure as they stay in the hospital, as well as the lab. In the face-to-face, 17 minutes, in the documentation, 7 minutes.